We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
So today we're focusing on the Advent season. It's amazing, isn't it? So celebrating, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that this Advent season anticipates the coming of Christ, and it's from three different perspectives. Or you could say from three different views. So the first one is the Messiah coming into history. The second one is Messiah coming into our hearts and lives. And most importantly, it's his second coming that we're looking up to. So even as we come here this morning as a church, the Advent season is the first season of the church this year. Or should I say, all over the years. So it is the period of time before Christmas when Christians get ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So we come together as children of God to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that which was done 2,000 years ago, the coming of Jesus Christ. And it's one thing that we all look forward to as children of God, isn't it? So despite the good news, despite the joy, you know, this season can be a very busy season. It can be one of the most stressful season. For some, it can be the darkest season of the year. So what we wish was a time of joy and peace. But instead, it's filled with all the noise, it's filled with all the heaviness, it's filled with all the planning for Christmas, Christmas shopping, Christmas presents. I don't know if you all got your Christmas presents already, but that's what the year is filled with. And for some, it's filled with strained relationships, heaviness, loss, and grief, especially around this time of a pandemic. So in the midst of this, God is inviting us to let our hearts, to let our minds to be tuned to the good news of Christmas. So the Advent, in this Advent, we invite you to make room. Make room for God in your heart. Make room for Jesus, the King. And just say, Lord, I'm making room for you. To make room for the impossible. To make room for the unexpected. For worship. And for hope. So today, my main focus is make room for the impossible. That's my title for those who are going to be taking notes. So make room for the impossible. And the text is from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. So I'm just going to ask the media if they could put that on the screen for us, please. So Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. Okay, so we're just going to read together. And one, two, three. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his word and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendant forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive, is it 6 months? For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your word to me be fulfilled. The angel left her. This is the reading of the word of God. Amen. So God is here to graciously, you know, present us and bring about this miraculous in and through our lives today. So preparing room for miracle means less of us and more of God. Less of us and more of God. So he loves to take unlikely people and situations and bring about what could be the impossible for humans. Like Mary, who we've just read from. You know, we see Mary being chosen. We see miracles happening in Mary's life. And we see in Luke chapter 1, 32, where it says, he, Jesus, will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. So when God shows favor on us, he chooses to bring about miracles. He chooses to bring about miracles work in and around our lives. So how can we make room for the impossible? So the first point today is that God loves to do great things through humble means. So God loves to do great things through humble means. And we see this humble means in today's text. We see God doing the impossible thing in a life of a simple girl. And that simple girl is called Mary. And this passage reveals God's power, you know, in a caring, in a powerful way, in a special way to an ordinary young lady. So just as he brought about the birth of Jesus Christ through a virgin Mary, God loves to do seemingly impossible things to show both his power and his care in our lives. And we see Christ, our Savior, coming into our world through the humble beginnings by virtue of an unworthy virgin. And this virgin gave birth to him in a manger out of all places. So we see Jesus continuing to model a life of humility and calls us into same humility this morning. He's calling us into that same humility this morning, church. And we see in Jesus' first three statements in his Sermon on the Mount, he reminds us that only those who are humble, only those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who make, will receive God's kingdom, will receive God's comfort, will receive his provision, but only those who are humble. So Jesus' focus here in these three statements of blessed are, it's not focused on our being, but on our doing. So before he addresses what we are to do, he reminds us who we are. He reminds us that we are children of God dependent on our good Father. And only those who understand their own needs, only those who understand their sorrow and dependence are open to receiving all that God longs to give us this morning. So we see examples of humility throughout the Bible. We see David, for example, King David. We see him willing to submit everything to God. He was a humble man. He's a man who went before God and repented of his sins. He's a man who relied on God when he was in that battle with Goliath. And yet again, we see another king, King Saul. But in this situation, we see King Saul starting in a place of humble beginnings. We see him starting a place where he saw himself small. But it comes to this place where pride takes over. Pride takes over Saul. And today we could be in that situation. You know, pride could start taking over our lives because God has blessed us. Because God has opened that door. Remember the season of open doors? So now God has opened that door. And the pride, that seed of pride is beginning to take root in our lives. And I'd like to encourage you this morning. I'd like to challenge you this morning. Because we know what the word of God says in James 4 verse 6. That God opposes the proud. And he favors the humble. So I challenge you this morning to take time and re-examine yourself. Take time and re-examine your life and say, where am I? Am I in that place of humbleness? Or am I in that place where the seed of pride is taking root in my life? Because church, if we're going to attract the impossible, one of the ingredients given is humility. Humility is the ingredient that attracts the God of impossible in our lives. So are you in that place of humility this morning? Are you humble? Just like Mary, just like King David. So even as we move on, how can we make room for the impossible? So God often does the impossible when we are available. God often does the impossible when we are available. And in Luke 1, verse 38, the word of God says, and Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And we're told that the angel departed from her. So God is inviting us to prepare room in our hearts. Prepare room in our hearts so that you can do those impossible things within our lives. But it's only if we're available. It's only if we avail ourselves for God to use us. Just like how we see in this situation with Mary. She said, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. So the way we prepare for God's miracles in our life is to become available. And I want us to remember this morning that God, you know, God doesn't care about our ability. He's not concerned about our ability, but he's concerned about our availability. So are you available this morning? Are you available this morning? And it's just one of those things that it's out of that overflow of Jesus' grace and mercy that our availability comes from. As children of God. So when we bend our hearts and say, yes, I will, we then begin to step into that faithfulness. We begin to step into that abundant life. We begin to see God doing the impossible in our lives. So perhaps you need to ask God this morning, how do you want to use me? How do you want to use me? Why don't you ask him and not wait for him to come and ask you? So we may be in that place where we long for a heart like Mary's. You could be there saying, Lord, I want to be available. I long to have that heart like Mary. And I pray this morning and say, I pray that may Lord help us. May Lord, you know, may he reveal our hearts today. So to be available to God is to make room for him to speak, is to make room for him to lead you in your life. It means being prepared to step out of your comfort zone. It means being willing to adjust our schedules, to adjust our agendas, to adjust our plans to fit the right desires of God and others. And just to give you an example of of a life situation I once faced when we were talking about availability. You know, there was a point where we had the Day Spring Women's Conference. It must have been the second conference out of Sheffield, and we had different women coming all over the place. And I remember at that point, we're waiting to start prayer. And Mrs. Moore came and said, can you start leading prayer, please? And I was stood there thinking, I'm not supposed to be leading prayer. I'm not prepared. You know, but it was in that sense where I had to step in. I had to, you know, to say, okay, I'm going to go forward and just do it. Because the person was supposed to lead prayer, they were stuck on traffic. So that day I had to avail myself to say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to lead. And it just came at the back of my mind how Mrs. Moy always used to say, you have to be prepared. You have to be ready, because I can ask you to lead prayer. I can ask you to, you know, in that sense. So for me, from that day, I learned that being available means to be suitable and ready for use. So are you suitable? Are you ready for use this morning? Are you suitable? So God is looking for those people. Those people who have surrendered to his purpose in and out of season. In and out of season, whether you're ready, you just need to be ready in and out of season. And the Lord is looking for useful believers today. And you and I could be one of them. You and I could be one of them. We just need to avail ourselves to God and let God use you. And let God do the impossible within your life. So is there any sense that God is calling you to avail yourself this morning? Are you one of those people where if they begin to ask you, are you available? You start coming up with lots of excuses. I mean, some of us don't own diaries in here, but you begin to say, oh, I need to check my schedule in my diary. You know, I'll get back to you and all those kind of stuff. And we just begin to give all those excuses, you know, about, because we don't want to do things. Maybe it's that time where we need to stand and reflect as an individual. Maybe it's that time where you need to begin to change your perspective as an individual. And just say, Lord, I choose to avail myself. Lord, I choose to say yes. Lord, I choose to say, I'm, you know, just like Mary who said, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. Why don't we start doing that from this morning? To say, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word, oh Lord. So it's just, we need to be in that place where we're ready and available. So what does it look like for us? What are some of the warnings and signs in your life that you know that you need to just shift away, that you just need to move away for you to be available for God? Because surely I know most of us in here are available for other things. We're willing to change our schedule for other things. We're willing to scratch our schedules or our agenda or whatever there is to make room for other things. But it's about time we make that room for availability for God. So remember that God does the impossible when we're available. He does the impossible when we are available. So how can we make room for the impossible? Number three, God does the impossible when we are faithful. So he does the impossible when we are faithful. So you could say, what is faithfulness, for example, this morning? And I did a research online. I'm not going to tell you which source because I don't want any university students to start judging me here. But when I checked on what is faithfulness, I'm not going to reference this either. So what is faithfulness? It is a concept of unfailingly remaining loyal to someone or something, placing that loyalty into consistent practice regardless of the circumstance. Regardless of the circumstance. And that's what caught me here. And we see the faithfulness in Mary. We see the faithful obedience being lived out in her life. You know, it was rooted in her confidence in who God was in her life. So I don't know where your faithfulness is rooted in this morning. I don't know if your faithful obedience is rooted in Christ this morning. But Mary was very clear about it. You know, she demonstrated the power of pure faith. And her obedience changed the course of history. That's why we're stood here this morning talking about Jesus Christ. That's why we're stood here this morning celebrating and knowing that there's that second coming of Jesus Christ. Because it took that young lady, it took that, a virgin to stand ahead and just be faithful in who God was. So George Mueller once said, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. So there is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. So it begins where man's power ends. And that's where we see that faith. So sometimes the most profound thing we can do with our life is to wholeheartedly say, I'm the Lord's servant. Mary was willing to submit her life to God. She was willing to submit her plans to God no matter what. No matter what it cost her. You see, Mary could have been disgraced as an unworthy mother. And surely she expected Joseph to divorce her. I mean, how do you explain that to Joseph? How do you explain that I'm pregnant or I'm expecting in that sense? You know, and you never know. She could have been in that place where she could have been stoned to death. You know, in those times and with that culture. But she still stood and took that faithfulness in God. So when we trust the faithfulness of our good Father, of our Lord, our Father, we'll be ready to obey Him. Because we know that whatever He calls us into is good for us. We know that whatever He calls us into is not there to harm us. So we'll be in that place where we obey through His faithfulness. So what lies about God do we often believe when we are hesitant to trust and to obey His clear will for our life? What views of God are in our hearts when we doubt Him and hesitate to obey Him? So as an individual, are you in that place where you're obeying Jesus Christ this morning? Maybe you need to revisit your faithfulness. You need to go back and say, am I faithful to God? Am I trusting God no matter what circumstance in my life? Because most of us are like, they're like, yes, Lord, I'll be faithful. Yes, Lord, I'll be faithful. Until God comes into your life and asks you something that seems impossible. And then you say, Lord, I can't do this. And you say, Lord, no, I can't do this. I can't. So you're refusing to obey His will. So you see, God loves to take unlikely people and situations and bring about what could be impossible for humans. So nothing is impossible for Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. It may be impossible for us. It may be impossible in our lives. But with God, nothing is impossible. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what our opinion is. It doesn't matter what our view is. He is a God of impossible. And that will never change in our lives. I just want us to consider the change that came about in Mary's life. Thoughts of marriage turned into thoughts of motherhood. Thoughts of quiet, ordinary life tend to this anticipation of being the center of a particular miracle from heaven. But in her humility, Mary was both available. She was willing to make space to hear from God. She was faithful and quick to respond with urgency and quick to respond with obedience. And we're told in His word that after hearing God's promise to her, Mary responded with worship and joy. She responded with worship and joy. So have you ever struggled with God's promise in your life? Have you ever looked at situations in your life and said, impossible? Looked at situations in your life and said, no way. Looked at situations in your life and said, it can't happen. Or it won't happen. Because in this case, the word of God says, Mary worshiped with joy as soon as she received the news from the Lord. She worshiped with joy. So how can you, like Mary, rejoice? How can you, like Mary, come before the Lord and rejoice in worship and rejoice in that sense? How can we do that? Maybe we need to start reviewing our lives. Look back at what God has done in your life. Look back at the impossibles that God has made possible in your life. Because I'm sure we can all sit there and testify of those things that we thought were impossible, but God made them possible in our lives. So maybe we need to begin there, where we reflect on what God has done in our lives. Because we know that God will do the impossible in us and through our lives. We know that God, He's a God of faithfulness. We know that He's a God who never leave nor forsake us. We know that He's a God who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And that's why we celebrate Him in this Advent season. And that's why we remember that which He did for us. It's knowing that God can work in our seemingly impossible situations. I don't know if you believe that this morning. I don't know if you believe that this morning that, yes, Lord, I may be in this situation right now as I'm sitting here in church. I may be going through this situation, but I believe that You're a God of impossibles. I don't know if you truly believe that. Because at times we say things, or at times we're in that place where we think we believe it, but we don't believe it. So even as we go before God this morning, I want us to cry out to God. I want us to cry out to God and say, Lord, help me to prepare room for You in my life. Help me to prepare a room for You to do the impossible in my life. I want us to go before God and say to Him, where are You calling me? Lord, where are You calling me? It could be that the Lord is calling you to that place of humility this morning, because pride has taken over. It could be in that place where God is calling you to be available this morning, because you're one person who's not available for the things of God. It could be in that place where God is calling you to be faithful this morning. And I want us to just open our hearts and make room for God. Open your heart and say, Lord, I'm making room for You. Open your heart and say, Lord, here I am, Your servant. So even as we go before the Lord, I just want us to just take this time where you are. You know your heart. You know where you stand. Take this time to go before the Lord and start to pray now. Take this time to go before the Lord and start pouring your heart out to Him. Let's go before the Lord and just pray. Oh Lord, my God, we just want to surrender in the name of Jesus.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.